Philippines, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
Everyone, my name is Jack and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. I appreciate it very much. We are recording live from the studio. Apartment here in Lucena City. Okay, so Windows XP was great. Then Windows Vista was not so great. But then Windows 7 was great. Then Windows 8 with the tiles, not so great. And then Windows 10, it's great. And now Windows 11, no pressure, Microsoft. But this is your chance to break that cycle. Last June 24, we got a Windows 11 reveal. The newest version of Windows coming as a free upgrade this holiday season to a PC near you. I'm perfectly happy to spend time in Windows all the time, and so watching their unveiling event, I actually felt more compelled to react to this Windows unveiling than anything they've done over in Apple camp lately in the desktop stuff. At the end of the day though, it's just an operating system and you're gonna have to run apps on it, so we'll get into the app situation in a minute, but there's plenty of interesting stuff now that they're doing here in Windows. First of all, the whole aesthetic is refreshed pretty dramatically. We got this new design that I would describe as very glassy. There's like a lot of shininess and transparency and glassy translucent elements. Things are happening though here. As much as it's probably cringe to say, it kind of does remind me a little bit of the hype around Windows Vista when we had this super flat Windows XP and then Vista was all glass. But of course, now it's much brighter and lighter, and I'm just gonna stop mentioning Vista now. There is a new start menu in Windows 11, which might make you a little nervous. If you're familiar with them messing with the start button and the start menu in the past, but it's pretty good. It's actually centered now by default to keep the theme that Windows 11 should be the center of your ecosystem. But you can always move it back over to the left if you want. But yeah, it has the glossy look. It also now has suggestions for apps and documents to open that you recently used. Makes a lot of sense here and then. Similar to how on Android, you can swipe over to see a Google Discover page, or on iOS, how you could swipe over to see a bunch of widgets with information, or even on the Mac. You could do this now on Windows 11. You can swipe over and you get a pane of widgets with information customized by AI. So it's this glossy pullover, and I assume it's gonna be better over time as it learns you, but it has some level of customization. And so you can see things like the weather and news stories and social post all over here, and you can fully swipe over to go full screen with this if you want to just have, you know, leave it here for a little bit. It's pretty cool. Next up is this interesting, no doubt, pandemic-inspired feature. Microsoft Teams is now built into Windows natively. Okay, so here's the thing. Microsoft Teams, I get it. It's their communication app that they wanted to use as much as possible, but also Microsoft owns Skype. and they bought Skype for $8.5 billion. When you think of what Microsoft could do with it, like make communication easier in Windows, that's just what came to my mind. But they're trying to promote Teams and make it the default messaging app and push it more among, you know, regular people. The demos that they are showing in this event were just people having chat conversations with friends and family and just hopping on a casual video calls. And Microsoft Teams Now, I don't know about you, but I've always thought that Teams is a business app, like a corporate video conferencing app, because that's the only thing I've actually used it for. I use it for my day job. It's literally called Teams. So I kind of wonder if building it into Windows will actually have the intended effect. It's coming out during the holiday season, which is in a couple of more months. So again, we'll probably want to be mostly done with video calls by then. But even for casual video calls like Zoom, definitely broke from the enterprise to like being the default video calling app for the world. The entire world. We even use it for podcasting. Microsoft, like I shared earlier, owns Skype, but also now FaceTime from the recent iOS update will allow you to send links to people on Android phones and web devices, and Windows users can jump on FaceTime now. So yeah, I don't know what Microsoft Teams is going to be the thing that hard-hitting standard default, but we'll see. I do love though the new Windows management controls. This is something Windows has been ahead on for a while, and they're still great at. Now, in Windows 11, you hover over the maximize button, I believe, and you get all these new multi-window snap presets. Super dope for people who work with multiple windows open all the time, like I do for work or for recording. There will be a Windows-like memorization. So basically with external displays now, if you've ever had an external display with a Windows laptop in the past, it's kind of annoying when you have a bunch of stuff nicely laid out on that monitor and then when you unplug it and things all just appear on your laptop. Not anymore. Now, they will memorize their location on the monitor. When you unplug the monitor, then they'll all maximize it, and when you plug that monitor back in, they'll all go back to where they were. That's pretty awesome. Now, the biggest new thing. The biggest, most headline-worthy new feature from Windows 11 that caught my eye, my attention the most is it has something to do with the apps. This is the headline. Ready? This is what can be printed up at the top, super simply. Android apps can now run natively in Windows 11. Right off the bat, that's pretty cool. They are showing it's compatible with the Windows management controls, and it can potentially give you access to a whole new suite of millions of apps that we all know, love, and working perfectly on the desktop or laptop or two-in-ones that you carry. Whatever runs Windows. You gotta bring the most popular apps to Windows to get people to use Windows, right? But there are some more details behind that super simple headline. This is made possible through a collaboration actually between Microsoft and Amazon. Actually, what's going on here is it's loading up the Amazon App Store for Android apps into the Microsoft Windows App Store, and this is all going to be run through Intel Bridge technology. You'll be able to search through the Windows App Store like normal, and then you find an Android app in there and you click to download and install it. You will have to be signed to an Amazon account because it's coming from the Amazon App Store. Actually, the first time you ever do this, you have to download and install the Amazon App Store for Windows, which is going to be a hole. It's just the first time, but it's gonna work from in there. You'll be able to download all these Amazon App Store's apps. It's not a 100% overlap with the Google Play Store, From my experience, it's pretty close, but it's the Amazon Android App Store loaded up into the Windows App Store that makes sense. So maybe the headline should really read, Android apps that are running in the Amazon App Store will work natively, kind of, on Windows 11 as long as you have a Microsoft and Amazon accounts. That's a handful. Basically, it just feels like a super official sideload. Doesn't quite feel native, but they'll try to make it feel as native as possible. The move to do this, by the way, makes perfect sense. Like, meet the people where you want them to be with their apps that they already like. It's the same reason you can run Android apps on a Chromebook, and you can run iOS apps on a Mac. It doesn't mean that they're going to be good. Like, there's a bunch of bad examples of them not really working great. They might suck for non-touch input, they might have just have functions that are broken or just don't work as well when they're on a computer versus when you're actually on a mobile device. It's maybe the most convoluted version of it all, but at the end of the day, you can say you offered Android apps on Windows. Sure. So those are all the new big changes, the huge bullet points. Windows 11 is looking fresh and clean with this new aesthetic, and I, for one, I am definitely on board with this part. It feels modern and there's a lot of behind the scenes and under the hood changes as well. I'm sure it's 64-bit only for one, and there's also a couple of more other interesting new system requirements. There's a compatibility tool that people can now use to check if their PC they currently have will work with Windows 11. But I think we'll learn a lot more as the beta start rolling out and people start using them. If you wanted to test Windows 11 right now, I'll put a link on the show notes below so that you can sign up for the Windows Developer or Windows Developer Mode. Just ensure that your machine is capable and meets the minimum requirements for Windows 11 before doing any downloads and installation. About graphics improvements and security and privacy and optimizations and all that fun stuff, we'll discuss it as we get more information about it. But in the meantime, that's Windows 11. Not bad. I'm impressed. I think they might have just broken the cycle. The on, the off. I don't want to jinx it, but I kind of like this update. We'll see. Let me know what you think. You can send me a message on Facebook. That's facebook.com/jacktalkstack. If you have any strong thoughts on this new design or any other stuff that we've talked about here, let me know if you actually care about running Android apps on Windows. I'd be super curious. With that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into, 2021 style. Give us a follow. Subscribe if you aren't already. And I'll see you in the next one. Assuming that we all survive. Let's make the needy techie. Peace!